If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KDOI.
Top of the morning, it's 8:39. Paul J. and Chris. Three UCLA basketball players should arrive back on campus, I think, today in Los Angeles. There was an international incident that threatened to spark a diplomatic crisis and required the intervention of a U.S. president.
Who happened to be in Asia at the time.
Lucky? Yeah, probably. That was the easy part. Now here's the hard part, Chris. With LiAngelo Ball, Jalen Hill, and Cody Riley finally on their way home a week after Chinese officials accused them of shoplifting sunglasses from a Louis Vuitton store, UCLA officials now have the task of determining a suitable punishment. By suitable, we mean one that won't incur the wrath of Ball's father, LeVar, or prompt him to yank his son out of school. Do you think that's true? This is written a little tongue-in-cheek.
If they happen to suspend him or just expel him altogether or kick him off the team for that, then it wouldn't matter if, you know, if he took him out of school or not, I suppose. But
well, true.
I mean, these are all players they apparently need.
Well,
or would, you know, we'd like to think they do. But how important is that? I mean, shoplifting being what it is. I mean, this was shoplifting expensive stuff, you know, from like a Fifth Avenue type of store, Rodeo Drive type of store. It happened to be in China.
Well, there's shoplifting, and then there's shoplifting in a foreign country.
Well, yeah, but they were in China as essentially ambassadors or representatives of the United States to play some basketball there for UCLA.
Yeah.
Now, how dippity-doo do you have to be to decide, hey, I think while I'm in China, I'm going to see if I can get away with something.
I'm going to steal something I could get back home in Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly. While I'm here in this communist country, I'm going to, you know, get in trouble with the cops.
You know what I think of? I think of that kid who stole that picture in North Korea. He ended up dead.
Well, yeah. Ultimately, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And basically, he took a poster off the wall.
Yeah.
But again,
also
a communist country, dictatorship, and he just kind of thought, well, I can probably get away with this. No, that's not how it works in those countries. Dave Boise wrote in about this. He says, I hope those basketball players caught stealing in China go directly to jail here in the U.S.
I don't know.
What they did was inexcusable, and they should be punished to the fullest extent of our laws. I would charge them with creating an international incident because the president had to get involved, if there is such a charge. If there isn't, maybe there should be, and they could be the first. What a humiliating embarrassment for the USA.
No question.
It sickens me in many ways. I hope they don't get away with it, but I fear they already have.
The players have not addressed the incident publicly. ESPN reports there is video surveillance. It's worth noting, too, and I didn't know this till I read this story here. Georgia Tech players who were initially questioned were let go with no charges. So apparently they were in on something or were present or whatever.
You know, I mean, these are, what, 18, 19-year-old kids.
Sure.
That's one thing. On the other hand, when you're 18 or 19, you are legally an adult, and you are responsible for what you do. I think it was very, very nice of the president to,
no question,
to talk to the Chinese president, the Chinese prime minister, premier. I'm not sure who he exactly talked to, but to, you know, basically to persuade them to simply let them go. But, I mean, how lucky were they?
Regardless of what happened, the three players embarrassed both UCLA and the Pac-12.
Yeah.
they supposedly caused President Donald Trump to spend time pleading their case when he could have been talking with Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping about whatever.
About North Korea.
Yeah, North Korea's nuclear ambitions and the threats they pose to the rest of the world. But instead, we have to talk about these guys. If that doesn't warrant at least a handful of games on the bench, I don't know what does. What do you think? We're going to take a break. Give us a call, 336-3700.
Yeah, we'll take a little telephone poll, let's call it.
1-800-529-KBOI, 1-800-529-5264. What should happen to these guys?
Yeah.
Should they be tossed off the team? Should they lose a year, a game, 6 games, 10 games, whatever? Give us a call.
208-336-3700. We'll be back.
You're listening to Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. and Chris. Rush Limbaugh comes up at 10 on 670 KBOI.
All right, so we are back at morning. Paul J. and Chris asking you what punishment should be handed out to these UCLA players. And I know they haven't been found guilty by due process yet, but there is apparently video. Let's go to Doug of Twin Falls. Doug.
Hello, gentlemen. I believe they're not only an embarrassment to UCLA and the Big 12, but they're, or the Pac-12, they're an embarrassment to the United States, especially the way one of them's father has shot his mouth off. I believe if found guilty, a one-year suspension from playing basketball, and they should do some time in public service in relations to China.
I wonder what kind of what kind of public service would qualify.
Well, we do foreign trade and that sort of thing with China. Here in Idaho, we send beef. We send several, make them go to a locker or something and stack meat that's going overseas, or go shovel some grain or something like that.
A good faith
gesture back to China.
I kind of agree with
a lot of what you're saying.
Part of what you would do, though, you would suspend them for a year, but then after a year, they could play basketball again.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks, Doug.
So we got one vote for suspension.
All right. Let's go to Darren. Darren of Boise. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. Hey, I wanted to compliment you on this, bringing this up today. I watched it on TV last night. It was disgusting. I got a caveat on the last caller. I mean, these guys are college sports icons, and they're representing the USA. They're representing the college. They're representing the state of California. And I mean, I'm a military guy, so thank God that these boys hadn't done what they did in United Arab Emirates or Dubai, or God forbid, Saudi Arabia, because they have rules over there for what they do to their people for shoplifting. You don't want to happen to you.
Yeah, there would be no more dribbling.
No, they chop their hand off, and the only sports they're going to be doing is watching it on TV.
Yeah.
I think, personally, these guys are on a college scholarship. That college scholarship just disappeared. Go find another college who will take you. That's my opinion.
Okay. Good stuff. No suspensions, whatever?
Yeah, they're done. They're completely done at UCLA. Suspend the scholarships. Pack your bags, boys. Go to Wyoming Junior College. See if they'll take you.
All right. Thanks, Darren.
Well, you know, and that's, they probably would end up doing something like that, because there are a lot of junior colleges that end up with guys who redshirt their freshman year at a university, and sometimes they don't make grades, and so they end up spending their freshman and sometimes their freshman and sophomore year playing for a JC to try to get their grades back up.
True. Let's go to Dolph of Boise. Dolph.
Yes. Hi, guys. About 20 years ago, the United States passed a law that any crime, anything you do in a foreign country that's illegal in the United States, you are to be charged and punished by U.S. law. And that's the law. That's a federal law. It's been around for over 20 years. They need to be charged with shoplifting. And if there's any other international laws, like they said, you know, on interfering with the president's trip, all that as well, if it exists. And by the same spirit of the law, the university should do to them what's typical, what they do to any other players that shoplift.
Mm-hmm.
Something's got to be done about this stealing and these crimes by these sports figures. They're supposed to be figures our children can look up to. Now they're looking up to animal mutilators and rapists and everything else. And they practically skate on everything. These guys need to be charged under U.S. law and punish whatever they do to shoplifters. And like I say, any other international laws. And the colleges should be bound by the spirit and letter of the law to punish them like they would punish anyone else that is busted shoplifting when they're in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no maybes, no ifs. These aren't special people. Half of these people have IQs in the 80s. This is ridiculous, allowing this, and it's against the law in the United States, what they did overseas, because that's our law.
All right.
They committed these acts in a foreign country. They need to be punished, and nobody gives a damn about their father. You know, he ain't exactly Mr. Clean Slate himself. This is ridiculous.
All right.
They need to be put down.
All right.
Whoa.
Well, yeah,
good stuff.
I know what he meant by that, but appreciate the call, Dolph. As it works, I mean, like at Boise State, for instance, if somebody's on the football team and they break a law or something, assuming they're guilty of it or convicted, usually they are just dismissed from the sports program.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes they end up someplace else. Sometimes they just go home.
The international part of it. What the hell? I mean, you're telling me they didn't talk to him before they went over there?
No, my guess is
they... Sounds like they didn't.
If you take a tour group and you go to China, they tell you all kinds of rules and tell you what not to do and step out of line and whatnot.
8:56, we'll be back. News break coming up.
If you're talking about it...
They don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time 9:06, talking about the punishment that should or shouldn't be dished out to the UCLA basketball players who were accused of, and they haven't been convicted yet, but...
They never got a chance to go to trial.
They didn't go to trial.
In China, simply because the president negotiated
intervened.
For them to... Yeah, he intervened and basically asked for a favor.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phones, find out what you think should happen. Let's go to John of Caldwell. John.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I think it comes down to, look at Trump. I think like any good papa, I think if I was in the same position, I probably would have done the same thing, looking out for his boys, right?
Sure.
But when it comes down to it, papa has to be righteous judge at the same time. So, I mean, I think we're trying to show the world that we mean business now. I mean, I think bringing these boys back, I think we should fully, like the gentleman before on the call said, persecute them to the full extent of the law and show people that, hey, we are going to take care of our people, but at the same time, we're going to be responsible about it.
Do you think China's paying attention to what we do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely, especially these basketball players. I mean, these are like movie stars to them. I think the brother is Ball, who's the Los Angeles Lakers, could be the next Magic Johnson. And so I think there's a lot of, publicity on this event, what's going on. And I think they do. I think they look at them almost like movie stars, like I said.
Yeah.
So.
Well, appreciate the call.
Yeah, good stuff.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's move on to Rich. Rich of Boise, good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good.
So I think that, if me or you go over to China and we do something like that, we get full punishment over there in China,
No question.
So I think they should take their punishment and let China do what they need to do. you know. They shouldn't be treated like, you know, stars or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I mean, chances are if we were just a tourist over there and got arrested, the president wouldn't even have noticed.
Exactly. So what makes them different? They're human beings too, you know?
Yeah. U.S. citizens, just, you know, just like anybody else, really.
It just boggles my mind that they didn't have it drilled into them. You are not home. You are not in the United States. You are subject to the laws of a communist nation in China. Watch what you do.
But like I said, I mean,
keep your hands in your pockets.
It's been a long time. I had an aunt who was a travel agent years ago, and they occasionally would lead tour groups.
Yep.
Different places, and they went to China a couple of times.
I bet they told them.
Huh? And before anybody left, I mean, they were drilled in, you know, in how not to get in trouble in China.
Well, then
exactly. Like, what it would be the same thing if I went to Italy, you know,
sure.
Where my grandparents came from, you know. If I went over there and I stole from there, you know, then I should take the punishment from Italy, not from America.
What was the movie you referenced earlier off the air, Chris?
Midnight Express.
Midnight Express.
Yeah, where the guy was caught at the airport in Turkey trying to smuggle out drugs, and they stuck him in a Turkish prison for years.
Yeah, and he thought, you know, well, if something happens, it'll be like getting caught in the U.S. Nope.
Not so much.
Nope. Not so much.
Very
Rich,
much different. And the
thanks for the call.
And the prison had slightly different rules as well.
Yeah. Let's go to John. John, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Listen, my opinion is there's a couple of things that I think will happen. One, nothing. Two, they're from California at UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get a lawyer. They're going to get off, and they're probably going to make money on the whole deal.
Write a book, huh?
Something like that. But I'd send them back.
Send him back to China?
I would. Goodbye,
oh,
boys. Idiots. All right, see you guys.
All right, thanks.
Yeah,
there's a part of me that would do that.
I always mess up their names unless I have them written right in front of me. But LeVar Ball is the name of the father,
mm-hmm.
And it's Lonzo Ball that is currently playing for the Lakers that used to play for UCLA.
Right.
LiAngelo is the freshman at UCLA who was arrested in China. And LaMelo is the younger brother, and he plays high school basketball at Chino Hills. Lee of Eagle says, why do you need someone to tell you not to steal?
I know. but why you need, you don't need to tell them not to steal.
Well, I know.
You have to tell them what the penalties
are. He says you shouldn't need to be told, but you do need to have that emphasized to you that, you know, even if you are having a problem, please control yourself while you're in China because things will not go well for you. But you do have a point. I mean, that's like being told, hey, while you're on vacation, don't kill anybody.
Yeah. Let's go to Steve of Napa. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. While I was in the service and everything, we was over in Hong Kong. And just prior to us leaving Hong Kong, we had two guys aboard our ship decided that they were going to rob this taxi driver over there of a watch and what little money he had. And before we pulled out, their so-called police department or whatever you might call them over there, they come aboard the ship and took them two guys off.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know what ever happened to them. Never heard another thing about it. So, no, I think, you know, it's just like we got laws, they got laws. Either abide by them or pay the price for them.
Yeah, see, you were glad you weren't with them, though, weren't you?
Well, I mean, I did some crazy things that, you know, I mean, years ago. I mean, when I was down and, you know, drinking and stuff like that down here in Tijuana, you know, and probably if I hadn't been in the service, you know, to get me out of down there, I'd have probably stayed down there. I mean, you know, certain countries, you know, you might have a little slack, but other countries don't put up with it.
I mean, exactly. That's
the problem with this country here. We glorify too much of everything for everybody, but we don't punish them for it.
Yeah, I mean, there are countries, and like, for instance, Northern Europe comes to mind, like the Scandinavian countries. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can get arrested in Scandinavian countries and punished, but the punishment generally isn't severe. Whereas a communist country or most of the Middle Eastern countries, it's quite severe.
Yeah. Well, it's just that, you know, we send our athletes over there or anybody else over there, and they think just because they're from the United States, they're special. No, they're not any special. You know, them people in them countries have laws to abide by, too, and their laws that are over there are a lot harsher than ours.
Yeah.
I believe if we'd adopt some of their laws, we'd have less going on around here, murders and a bunch of other things.
Thank you.
Yeah,
right.
I think our current attorney general has mentioned that as well. So
yeah,
all right,
yeah,
good stuff.
I think you know this is very my personal deal. You know, we got countries we'd like to be able to help out. I mean, like Africa and stuff like that, where these people are just starving to death, things
yeah.
like that. Well, the way I look at it, you know, you send farm machinery over there, people with knowledge of high-tech stuff and everything to help them people. That, and you turn that around and you eliminate all the prisons around here. You send them over there because you ain't going to have to build a lot of prisons. You can just put up some tents like that old boy down there in Arizona did.
You know, congratulations. Yeah. You're in the Peace Corps now, right?
Yeah, that's it. But you wouldn't have to have a lot of guards or anything because, you know, them lions over there.
Where
like
are you going to go?
You know.
All right,
anyway,
appreciate it.
Gentlemen, have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Dear. Thanks for the call. It's 9:14. We'd like to hear from you this morning. 208-336-3700. What do you think should happen here in the United States to these three basketball players that were caught shoplifting, guilty or not, in China and have been returned to Los Angeles? It's 9:15. We'll be back.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time 920. KBOI Rewards Code PUNISH. 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 Go to 670 KBOI, enter PUNISH, earn today's 5,000 rewards points. Man, we do have the phone calls today. Let's go to David of Boise. David.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
When I was in the Army in Germany back in the 80s, a friend of mine decided to try to shoplift from one of the local establishments in Munich when he was drunk from Oktoberfest. And I'll tell you this, the Polizei, they roughed him up pretty good. And I can tell you this, he would never shoplift ever again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying... You guys need to pay for something. Well, they're roughed up in China, so they need to pay for it here. Whether it's getting expelled, thrown in jail, it's simply wrong, and they need to have the law prosecuted against them.
Yeah, just let's say this, that he's recommending that just completely being ignored or having no punishment is not an option here.
Yeah, and
okay.
Sorry about his phone call, just kind of. Went away. Let's go to Steve of Boise. Steve, good morning.
Well, there's several options here. Besides removing them from the team, I think I would rather they played and make them wear a shirt with the Ten Commandments on it, with the one that says, "Thou shalt not covet."
or
and,
shirts
and
that look like
them.
Prison uniforms.
Or steel. Yeah. I think steel would be appropriate.
Yeah,
as well.
And, or steel is appropriate.
Yeah.
Although that's not the wording, but that's what I would do. And then make them play. I mean, if you want to keep them on your team, humiliate them, you know, and let everybody know whenever they see them that they were doing that. And even during off game days, I would make them wear that shirt and expose it so that they were humiliated and let everybody know that they were a thief.
Well, crowds of the other teams will be well aware of this. If they remain on the team, they will be getting it from the other crowds.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe somebody of privilege. I mean, it's a privilege to play on a team like that. And then to be a foreign exchange, that's even a greater privilege.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And you know, when somebody has that kind of a demeanor, you know, as a foreign envoy for this country, they need to be just totally humiliated.
I agree.
That's not proper.
I think if they played at Duke, probably everybody in the student section would be wearing Louis Vuitton sunglasses.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not like they couldn't afford them, is it?
No. No. not at all.
No.
All right, Steve. Yeah,
they need humiliated badly.
Humiliated. I like it. All right. Let's go to Butch. Butch of Boise, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Let's talk about some real athletes first. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Gone, we're proud of you guys. That game, Colorado game, about scared me to death.
Oh, that was awesome.
You know what? Awesome. Anyway, back to the young men, or as I like to put it, the freaking idiots that were over there. You know, the when one of them said, hey, guys, let's steal some stuff. The other two should have looked at him and said, hey, you idiot, we're in China.
We get caught we're not going to get caught.
Yeah. You know, remember the guy from Korea, you know? But
yeah.
I don't feel sorry for him. I hope they're, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I hope their careers are over. Because, and I'm not trying to be mean, but they're idiots. They had every opportunity and they squandered it. There are kids out there today with as much or more talent than them idiots had, and they have nothing. They have no chance of something like this. And to go over there and embarrass themselves and their families, the heck.
208. Dales. This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul Jay and Chris. More local talk with Nate Shellman is live this afternoon at 3 on 670 KBOI.
All right, we got some people who've been hanging on the phone. Let's get to Fred. Fred, good morning. Yo, Fred.
Oh, Fred's listening to his radio. Mm-hmm. This could take a second. Hi, Fred. Are you there? Fred may have stepped
Freddy.
Out for a moment. Why don't you put Fred on hold, and
I'll put him.
We'll check with someone else.
All right, Pro-Life. Good morning.
Yeah, I think Steve Alford is still the coach at UCLA.
He is,
and this is going to be a big test for him. To see how much character he really has and how much he really believes in principle over winning basketball games. And I think that they need to be suspended for the year at least and maybe suffer some other kind of humiliation, but community service or whatever, which could be imposed by the school and the coach. But this is really going to show if Steve Alford is really one of the best coaches in America. Yeah, I think he is technically, but I don't know if he is morally.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Now, and we'll also find out a lot about the character of the players, right, Probe? Because, are they going to stick it out, or are they going to just leave and we'll find them at Northridge?
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's going to prove what people are really made of, not how they can play basketball, but, you know, what they really believe in their hearts, what is right and wrong.
Yeah.
That's all I've got.
All right.
God
Thanks.
Bless you.
You too.
Steve Alford, of course, in college played at Indiana for Bobby Knight.
Did.
And my guess is he's probably a more even-tempered than Bobby Knight, but then again, almost everyone in the world is.
And, of course, he coached at New Mexico
for
David Allen for years and years. And he left, and they haven't won two games since. All right, let me try Fred one more time. Fred, good morning.
Yeah, I'm there. I stepped away from the phone for a minute. I got back.
It's all right.
I just returned from a tour in China, and they warned us that you don't want to be careful what you do. You don't want to end up in a Chinese jail. And also, you don't see a lot of police presence there because, as they told us, everything's a camera. They got cameras everywhere there, and you're being watched. And another thing, there's not a lot of black people there, and particularly a lot of black people that are well over 6 feet tall. Now, how they didn't think they'd be noticed and seen.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So I think definitely they should lose their scholarships. They were representing the school. That was a hell of a representation for the school. And they should lose the scholarships and see what they can do elsewhere.
Now, what did they tell you about you said that they talked to you about not messing up and doing anything. What did they tell you about what could happen?
Well, they didn't go into great detail. They just said, you know, yeah, be careful, obey the laws, and because you don't want to end up in the Chinese jail, and you will be if you do anything wrong. So, I think they realized the people kind of understood the situation, and they didn't make a big emphasis. There just was a general warning, and people were pretty well. And it was mostly adult crowd, although there were some children of the parents there. But it was a pretty intelligent adult crowd, so I don't think they were too worried about it.
Mm. All right.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Fred.
You bet.
H.G. McCall wrote in to say, I agree with your first caller, Doug. Suspension and community service. Bad business to fool around like that in another country.
Do you think privilege has something to do with it? I think it might, because a lot of these basketball players have been privileged throughout their life.
UCLA, one of the top college basketball programs of all time. And they have more championships than any other college. So it's kind of a big deal to be a UCLA basketball player. And they were over there to, be on exhibition with Georgia Tech to bring in crowds for basketball. And they were, over there as a special deal, and they were celebrities. However, all of that, as Fred just said, I mean, that kind of draws attention to you.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you can get away with something. So it's just very weird. Stephen A. Smith, from ESPN, I just got to scroll across my telephone or my phone screen, and it said Stephen A. Smith, then a colon, and it said, how stupid can you get? Which is essentially the same thing you were saying. I mean, how dumb can you be? David Aboisi says, I don't know about anybody else, but I knew stealing was wrong when I was about 3 or 4 years old. So thanks, Mom and Dad, for raising me right. Just because they are young, 18 or 19, is absolutely no excuse for the crimes they have committed. Take a look at what would have happened to them in China, then double it. I think that's a good place to start their punishment. The world is looking at this and Bo Bergdahl and seeing a weak country, and that's something this country does not need right now. Just look at what other countries would do. Just look at what we here in America would have done years ago before all this political correctness began. Now, I don't know necessarily that the courts have changed as much as David kind of indicates that they have. I mean, people still do get a jail sentence and for doing something wrong, and occasionally, depending on the circumstances, a judge will be lenient or harsh.
Here's a tweet.
But, I mean, we don't necessarily need to start, copying Saudi Arabia or something.
Here's a tweet from Donald Trump, President Trump. Do you think the three UCLA basketball players will say thank you, President Trump? They were headed for 10 years in jail. So he says.
So he's asking for
10 years in jail.
He's asking for appreciation or.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That probably would be a good idea.
No
to say,
question.
To say thank you. I'm not sure they'll call him. Boise Rabble Rouser says the UCLA b-ball players case is a chance for sports in general to prove that athletes are not a special class entitled to lesser punishment than the rest of us. But it won't happen. They will be suspended for a dozen games or so. What a slap in their large wrists. Interestingly put. I'm guessing this might get him suspended more than a dozen games, but I don't know. I could be wrong. We haven't heard yet from UCLA. They were just trying to get him back, and as soon as they do, they'll figure out what to do next.
The three players, Ball, Hill, and Riley, and UCLA coach Steve Alford and athletic director Dan Guerrero are scheduled to address the media at 2 p.m. Eastern time today. So that's noon our time, right?
Yeah. And Bob and Meridian, this is funny, so I'll read this quickly. Hi, guys. Haven't heard the whole story, but sure hope we don't have to give them 5 terrorists in exchange for these morons. Or 15, for that matter.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny. KBOI News Time is 9:45.
This is Idaho Talks Live, today at 3. Listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
All right, talking about the UCLA basketball players, a lot of people have opinions. Most of them not good, of these players. Let's go to Joseph of Pocatello. Joseph.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling. They were representing the U.S. in a way, but the UCLA athletic director and coaches should have some kind of player conduct. But the athletic players nowadays, they just seem to be, like most people have said today, slapped on the wrist and nothing done. And they continue on to a pro career and make millions of dollars, and nothing was ever done. So it's just kind of the same thing, that the kids are being protected, and all because of an economic income that's going to come into the school because of what they bring to their program.
Yeah, I mean, hate to admit it, but basically what you're saying is true. I think the president probably didn't have much choice of what to do. 10 years? See, that's the kind of thing you have to make these players aware of. If you get caught stealing something out of the store next door, you could go to jail for 10 years for sunglasses. That's amazing. Why did these kids not know that?
Well, I think they just feel that they were above the law, and they're treated above the law, and they are treated that way on their campus of whichever school they go to because they are star players, and so they're going to get the preferential treatment from the school and from the administration. So,
sad but true.
It is. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thank you.
Hmm. Somebody has tweeted that they thought maybe LiAngelo was trying to assure that he would never have to come home to LeVar, but I don't know that for a fact. He probably likes his dad.
Well, yeah, it sounds, you know, kind of like he's got a maid at home.
Yeah, maybe so.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. So at noon today, press conference to find out what UCLA is going to do, I guess.
So it's going to be the players, all three of them.
And the coach, athletic director and Coach Alford.
And Coach Alford, okay. Well, and I don't know. What are you anticipating? What do you think will happen? Do you think they'll welcome them back home and then tell them that they're suspended for a certain amount of time? Or do you think they're going to say, well, okay, now we have to go through the court system and you know, because they did break a law, maybe.
Yeah, although
you know, assuming they're found guilty.
I'm not sure they were ever charged with anything.
They were going to be charged with something, I know, in
China.
No
question, no question. And they're saying, basically, LeVar Ball could determine what kind of sentence is or is not handed down.
How so? I mean, how would he have a...
Well, the father.
Yeah. How would he have an influence on it, though? I mean, just by complaining?
Well, you know, his next son also scheduled to go to UCLA.
Oh, I see. Yeah, wow. See, I hate to think that'd even be part of it, but it may.
That's just what they're saying. Is that true? I don't know.
I don't know either. Maybe. Bud Aboisi says Trump should have not said a word.
Really?
He should have just done his job to protect them. I think, well... because I bet they would show no remorse, then we the public could decide. They better get 20-game suspensions or just kicked off the team. So Bud is for the suspensions as well. I think what he meant by Trump shouldn't have said a word is he shouldn't have tweeted that they should probably, you know, say thank you.
Now let's go to Rick Worthington.
I just wanted to weigh in here a little bit. You were talking about LeVar Ball and his influence in this. His youngest son has already said he would play at UCLA.
LaMelo.
So LaMelo's involvement with the program, who is supposed to be the best of the three Ball boys who play basketball, gets involved there.
Mm-hmm.
If the punishment were too harsh against one of his sons, it might affect the other's ability to come and play there or their desire to want to come back to UCLA. Mm-hmm. So there's a very delicate balance here because of the Ball family's involvement.
Well, and what at least one or more of the callers has said is that it'll kind of show the integrity of UCLA if they don't